Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Namami Gange program's achievements in pollution control and biodiversity protection. The participants are G. Ashok Kumar, former DG, National Mission for Clean Ganga, and Manish Anand, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the data about the dolphin population in the river Ganga and several other rivers. And there has been tremendous growth in the population of dolphins. This gives a credence that the rivers are getting cleaned and on a big pace. We are joined by Mr. G. Ashok Kumar, former DG, National Mission for Clean Ganga. We would like to understand from Mr. Kumar, how significant is the population of dolphin that we have seen a very significant jump in their population?
Thank you, Manishi. It is a very important day for us, particularly the people who are working in the river rejuvenation in Ganga area, that Prime Minister launched the report of the dolphins, in which he indicated that there are almost 6,700 dolphins on a scientific study conducted by WI and other team. This is important and significant because dolphins are very unique mammals, I would say, which are considered as an indicative species. The dolphins, if their presence is there in water, that indicates that purity of the water, cleanliness of the water, because it is at the higher end of the food chain. To ensure that it has good food, it has all the other lower end food chain, fishes, etc., also has to survive. And that can happen only if the water is clean. So we consider dolphins as an indicative species, and the number which has increased from about 2,200 about 2017-18 to about 6,000 is a clear indication that the water quality in mainstream Ganga has improved. This is not only the study by the WI, a scientific organization. The studies earlier also had indicated by independent bodies like UNDP in 2022-23 had confirmed that the water quality has improved. This again is confirmed by the number of people who took bath in Kumbh. Almost 60 crore people who took holy dip in the Prayagraj bear testimony to the fact that the Ganga water was much cleaner than what was before.
Mr. Kumar, 28 rivers were mapped for the population of dolphin across 8 states, and 6,327 dolphins were estimated to be in the rivers. That's a significant jump, and several new stretches also reported the presence of dolphins, like Babai and Bagmati rivers also. So do we conclude that the tributary rivers, the major rivers, are also getting cleaned in the process?
This is a very important aspect, because earlier the number of dolphins were getting dwindled, and it was actually the range in which it was found was also very much confined. But this study has proved that the number of dolphins in the river has increased, and not only that the number is increased, it is also the stretches in which found has also increased. So we have now finding that even in the tributaries, the presence of dolphins are indicated, which is an indication that the water quality in the tributaries also improved. You may say that the Yamuna, which is a tributary of a river in Delhi, that area it is bad. But when actually the Yamuna joins the Ganga at Prayag, the water quality is good. So most of the tributaries of Ganga has also shown increase in quality because of the work done by Namami Gange in preventing dirty water from reaching the rivers by setting up TPS, etc., blocking the sewage or the drains which used to carry this dirty water to the river, and taking it to the STPs and treating that water and putting the treated water into the river. This has significantly improved the quality of water in the mainstream as well as in most of the tributaries of Ganga.
Mr. Kumar, Namami Gange scheme was unveiled in 2014, and we understand there are two terms that we measure to gauge the pollution level in the rivers. One is PRS, that is polluted river stretches, and second is biological oxygen demands. We understand, as per the latest reports, that the Ganga stretch from Kannauj to Varanasi has moved into PRS-5. While the stretch between Buxar to Bhagalpur in Bihar is in PRS-4, Triveni to, I suppose, in West Bengal, it is in PRS-4. What is the significance of this development, and what is the future roadmap where we can go in your near future?
Let me clarify it here. Polluted river stretches are the stretches identified by the CPCB under the guidelines of the NGT, where the water quality is not as per the standards notified. For example, the parameter which we generally consider for identifying a polluted stretches is BOD. The biological oxygen demand should be less than 3 milligram per liter. The dissolved oxygen should be more than 5 milligram per liter. And the fecal coliform should be less than 2500 or MPN per 100 milliliter. These are the three main parameters which we look to identify a polluted structure. Now, earlier in 2014-15, the main stem, if you look at the main stem River Ganga, we had two stretches in category 5 and one in category 2 and one in category 3. Now, when I say category, the pollution level, category 1 is the highest, which means that it has that water in that stretch has more than 30 milligram per liter BOD, when the actual requirement or the good water should have only less than 3 milligram per liter. Category 1 means more than 30, which means it's very dirty water. And category 5, one which has a BOD 3 to 6 milligram per liter, and that is the least among the polluted stretches. So if you look at the 2014-15 statistics, we had one stretch in category 2, one in category 3, and two in category 5, whereas the later report has two stretches in category 5 and others are considered not polluted. So from very large incidence of pollution, we have actually lessened the pollution burden, and the stretches which are indicated as pollution are in the category 5, which is the lowest of the polluted categories. This is a significant improvement.
Mr. Kumar, public participation has been given the center stage in the Namami Ganga program in terms of financing as well as awareness. What is the significance and contribution of the public participation so far? Because riverfront management is also a critical part of the scheme.
Namami Ganga stands apart from all other programs or initiatives earlier done for cleaning the river because of the thrust it is made on the public participation. In 2022, when the UNEP recognized Namami Ganga as one of the top 10 world restoration flagships, it actually examined the performance in Namami Ganga in three parameters. One was on the halting and reversing of environmental degradation, improvement in biodiversity, and third was people's participation. So from engineering-driven program, the earlier initiatives, Namami Ganga has really transformed into a people's movement, particularly after the 2019 National Ganga Council meeting when the Honorable Prime Minister introduced the concept of Ardha Ganga. Earlier, from 2014 to 2019, our primary focus was on trying to get the river cleaned up. That was more of an engineering solution in the sense like of identifying the polluted stretches of the river, setting up of sewage treatment plants in places where there's a lot of ingress of dirty water. We identified the drains which were bringing in dirty water, sewage water, intercepted it and took it to the STPs and cleaned it and then tried to put it in the good water in the river. So that was the focus earlier. From 2019 onwards, when the Prime Minister gave the concept of an Ardh Ganga, which is nothing but an economic bridge between the people and the river. This ensured the participation of people in the progress, and he wanted to make this Ganga cleaning Jan Andolan. So this Jal Andolan, he wanted to make it a Jan Andolan, and with the help of people, we are now taking up a lot of activities, particularly in monitoring, etc., etc., of the quality of water. Success of the increasing number of dolphins is also an indication of the people's participation, because here we had the dolphins earlier used to get caught in the nets of fishermen, and they used to kill it because it was a Schedule 1 species. We had mounted a very, very focused program involving dedicated people called Ganga Praharis, who were trained to communicate with the fishermen and also the local public to take care of dolphins. So they were a set of people, almost 4,000 of them across the Ganga Basin, who are taking care of these dolphins, inculcating this value of saving the dolphins and other biodiversity among the people on the basin of the river. Another thing which we also did was that there is a setup called the District Ganga Committees were set up in particularly started working in 2023 onwards, where every month under the leadership of the district magistrates of the districts where Ganga flows in, they meet regularly and talk about the initiatives to be taken up to keep the Ganga clean. This involves in identifying the drains which bring in dirty water to the river, how to stop it, how to ensure that solid waste are not flowing into the river, how are they stopped by putting drains, etc. So people's participation and brought it. Apart from this, to make a river people people connect. We also, as a part of Ardhi Ganga, started very new initiatives like natural farming on the 10 kilometers band on either side of the river. We also promoted livelihood opportunities under the Ganga and also build up a lot of capacities of the people and the officials on the banks of the municipalities on the banks of the river to ensure that they take care of these efforts was to make it sustainable for years to come. So this made very big transformation from an engineering solution-oriented Namami Ganga to a people-oriented, people-centric, people-participation-based Namami Ganga, which is a key to its success and its sustainability.
Mr. Kumar, to make the issue more relatable to the people, we would like you to throw light on the health gains of the people who live in cities and villages around the Ganga River and other rivers as well. And also throw, please, some light on a stoppage of industrial effluage into the river, because solid waste management and wastewater treatment, these are two critical components of Namami Ganga scheme.
Yes, as I mentioned, major pillars of Namami Ganga, one was the Avral Ganga, Nirmal Ganga, Gyan Ganga, and then Jan Ganga, and the Ardh Ganga, which was added later on. In the Nirmal Ganga part, we were ensuring that the dirty water, whether it is sewage or industrial effluent, flowing into the river has to be stopped. For this, STPs were built up in many places to ensure that the sewage water is treated and only good treated water is flowed to the river. And industrial effluents were another major problem, particularly in areas like Kanpur. If you notice, the Kanpur had a lot of industries, particularly tanneries. They used to put in a lot of dirty water. There was a very notorious nala called Shishmau Nala, which used to bring in about 140 million liters of dirty water into the Ganga River. And they used to sting there. Under Namami Ganga, we had taken up a lot of efforts to see that the STPs are set up in Kanpur, and also the common effluent treatment plants are set up, and this was inaugurated by Honorable Prime Minister last year in 2024. And we ensure that the water in Kanpur is now clean, is much better, and it doesn't sting any longer. And the testimony of is that we are now finding dolphins even in Kanpur. There were very, very significant initiatives taken up by the Namami Ganga program to ensure that industrial effluents are also prevented from flowing directly into the river without getting treatment. So this has happened. You're talking about the towns and cities on the banks of the river. Namami Ganga initiated a program called River City Alliance. River City Alliance is the alliance of the cities and towns, basically cities on the banks of rivers, and we are trying to build capacities of those officials who are working there and also prepare what is called as an urban river management plan. This is taken up under the initiative, under the technical guidance of NIUA, and we are training the officials and the people there to prepare urban river management plans in the cities, and that would help them in not only ensuring that the river which flows by the city is maintained and made good, they also are being trained to and take care of the water bodies in the cities, which in turn would ensure that the seepage of water from those water bodies will ensure good flow of water in the river. So these two things are happening simultaneously by involving people. So we are in the process of getting people involved in actual planning processes as well as in implementation of the various schemes taken up under Namami Ganga.
So we have seen a tremendous progress so far in the last 10 or a little more years of the unveiling of a Namami Ganga scheme, and the population jump of dolphins is big proof that things are happening on the ground, and the water quality in the Ganga River and several other rivers as well as the tributaries is getting cleaned. Mr. Kumar gave us in-depth insight into the progress and the development under the Namami Ganga scheme. Mr. Kumar, thank you so much for talking to Akashwani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Namami Ganga program's achievements in pollution control and biodiversity protection. The participants were G. Ashok Kumar, former DG, National Mission for Clean Ganga, and Manish Anand, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.